Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and a companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. I have to make a few announcements, and I have to say that Dave was actually right about something last week. Dave is often right about many things. I should have actually made a formal announcement that I'm back at Deadspin, because there have been a lot of comments on the three posts that have run of sort of all the same nature of people saying, oh my God, you're back. Are you back? Is this real? Is this really happening? Are you going to go away again? And they sort of keep rolling in. So I know people aren't necessarily all seeing it at the same time. Yes, I am back at Deadspin. I am not going to go away, I hope.
You can't make that promise in this industry.
I said, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. Because that's also not, it's not really in my control. But no, I am back. The podcast is back. The column is going to stay at Esquire for the foreseeable future. Things are great at Esquire. I'm very, very, very happy to be back at Deadspin. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm very happy, and I really, really appreciate and love all of the, like, oh my God, you're back comments, because I know in like a week or two it's going to get back to stick to sports. So I'm enjoying it. I'm lapping it up. And so there is my announcement. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
I already started talking before
this
part.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have said hello to you, since people know that you're actually here.
The microphones are really picking up the jelly beans.
They really are.
I put my hand in real gently from far away, and I could hear it crackling in my ears, but that was me reaching into a plastic bag of jelly beans. Yeah. And they're really good. Hold on. Let me say the name of them.
They're the Dylan's Candy Bar ones.
Dylan's Candy Bar ones.
They're fancy.
A lot of different flavors.
They're
like
very,
this one.
Fancy.
Strawberry?
I don't know. I'm sure people love hearing you chewing on jelly beans.
Oh no, it's more of a Hawaiian sort
for the,
of
for the
punch.
People who are newer to the show, because you're finding it via Deadspin, the jelly bean thing is a bit of an ongoing thing. I started bringing jelly beans in around Easter, and then she stopped.
Then she took them away from me.
I did. I banned them from
like
the
she
studio.
Was, like she was training a dog. You will not get them.
There's
until
no
you're
training
good.
You, dog. You're an untrainable dog.
I pee on the floor doesn't mean I'm untrainable. I just have bladder issues, right?
You do
Stop
have bladder.
Shaming me.
You do have bladder issues. Dave has the bladder of a flea. It's amazing.
I'm going to pee at the halfway point, I think, today.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like, although I'm kind of sweaty, so maybe it's coming out that way.
Oh, good.
For the listeners, I want you to know where the liquids are coming out of my body pre and during show.
I'm going to miss this so much when you go on vacation this summer, Dave. Which leads me into my next announcement, which is that I am a benevolent overlord who is giving Dave a lot of the summer off.
It's a coconut in my mouth. It's so good.
So that he can eat coconut-flavored jelly beans on the beach. So Dave requested some time off this summer, and I want to make Dave happy. And so I said, yes, of course, you can take time off.
Reaching out for more.
We are going to, so we don't deprive you of too much Dave, we are going to bank some pre-recorded episodes. So in July, there are going to be two Dave episodes, and then there'll be two episodes where I have an alternative. And
I want to give you and Maureen some quality time if Maureen were to happen to come back in here again. You know what I mean?
Are you going to stay with us for that? I hope you will.
Oh, I thought we decided you wanted to bring her in without me. Oh, she is going to be here. Oh, sorry, Maureen. I'm going to be here.
No. Dave, not at all. That's actually the opposite. What I said was...
You're right. Yeah.
Can you say that again? Just one more time?
You're not incorrect.
All right, I'll take that.
I already said it. It's being recorded.
Yeah. So here's the plan. Maureen is going to come back. We're gonna have a Maureen episode, which is gonna be great. She has good questions, which is sort of what started all of this. That I said, come back when you know, because I need a new Dave. But then it worked out that she can come in on one of the days when we're going to bank an episode. I'm going to have the ladies of Deadspin. We have something really, really cool and fun planned for you guys. I am very excited about that. We are going to have the whole gang from Jalopnik come in, and I'm also very excited about that. I am most likely also going to have the men of Deadspin. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do it. Originally, I had thought that I would do the dads.
You're trying to figure out how to do the men of Deadspin? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to clear that up.
If anyone can figure it out, it's me. So originally I was thinking that I would have the dads come in and we would do dad spin, but I realized that almost all of the dads except for Dom are remote, and so that is probably not going to work out. So yeah. Then I was thinking that maybe I'd have all the youngins come in and do the youngins. But well, I would do those youngins too. They're pretty cute.
You're going to do all the young ones at Deadspin. Good for you guys.
I just started blushing. They're my coworkers. I can't say that about them. It's gross.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. Technically, right now, yeah, you are in violation.
I actually have to cut that part out because I can't run.
I'm going to do all the men at Deadspin.
Run me saying I want to bone the 24-year-old Deadspin staff writers.
Who is it? Is it Tom Lay? I don't know how old any of those guys are. Is it
Tom? Tom's not a youngin.
No?
No. And I'm friends with Tom's girlfriend who went to Barnard, so I would never, ever do that.
No,
tomorrow.
Of course
never,
not. Never, never. Why are you winking at me while you say
I'm
that?
I'm not winking. Stop it.
Why are you still winking?
Don't spread lies. Stop it. Don't spread lies. So anyway, let me know if you guys have people specific to Deadspin or not outside of the Deadspin world who you would like to have come in as replacement Dave. Because I definitely want to hear what you guys like. If there are guests from the first iteration of the show who you really love to like me to contact and bring back, let me know that too. We'll probably do some more of this guest stuff throughout the fall because I also realize that I have a lot of travel planned, so we're going to have to like bank episodes. But this is a great opportunity because it means we can shake things up with the show. Speaking of shaking things up with the show, we have a really big show today. I'm super, super excited. Today is a day we're going to talk about your butts.
It's going to be a show that's comprehensive from top to bottom.
Yes! That was so good.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm going to miss you when you're on vacation, I have to say.
I'm not going to lie to you. I can't imagine being in this room in August because it's so damn hot in here right now.
Like, it's not that bad.
Like, I am perspiring.
It's just because you just got here.
Maybe it's just because I'm...
Maybe it's just because you're so hot.
I mean, why am I... I don't know why I wore a sweater and sweatpants today, but maybe that's probably part of it. Trying to lose some weight.
Okay, so but before we can get to underpants...
Oh, yeah, I got to do a thing.
Yeah. Dave has new responsibilities, you guys.
I'm going to read from the script. There's a script here. I don't want to deviate from it, you know?
You can deviate.
Nope. I'm not one of those actors that needs to throw in my own words.
Okay.
I'm not going to vamp. I'm not going to...
You are vamping.
Improv. Before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering. Not this package, though.
There is a Dave package.
Okay, so I improv'd a little bit. Sorry. And select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much. It really does. It pays for jelly beans. And we love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. And you know what?
What?
We have some new patrons this week.
We do.
Do you want to hear the names?
I do.
I want to say the names.
Good.
Jason Cohen.
He's one of yours, by the way.
I was going to say, I feel like I've seen that name in my mentions. Jason Cohen.
Yep. He's one of yours. And I know that because his Patreon avatar is a little hockey player.
All hockey players who like the show must.
Yeah, they're all yours.
Yeah, that's probably true. Ariel Gilman, doesn't feel like mine. And Julia Calmness. That sounds like I said calmness, like she's a very relaxed person, but it's C-O-M-N-E-S.
Yes.
I want to get that right. Yeah. And if that's wrong, just, you know, come in and punch me or something. And we also have a follow-up from Jean Chapard, our most well-known patron. So just go right into this. Is this part of the deal too? We just want to
fire
right into it.
Yeah, you can read it.
Once again, you're addressed in the beginning, not me. Hi, Jolie. And I'm just sitting here looking around like, hi, I'm also here. Jean, thank you so much First of all, thank you for responding so promptly. That was amazing. Also, you totally fixed our bath mat smell.
Yay!
Now she says you. I guess if I was addressed in the beginning, I could claim that, but now I can't because I wasn't part of the intro to the email. Also, you totally fixed our bath mat smell. It absolutely worked. We do laundry in a shared basement, laundromat style, but more convenient. And I think there was extra soap left over in the washer. You're the best.
Thanks.
And this proves once again that the leftovers, unless it's food, is always bad. If it's leftover pizza, good. Leftover TV show, bad. Leftover turkey, good. Leftover soap, bad. Boy, that fucking series finale. Jesus Christ. No, go into the show. I can't make this a leftovers podcast.
You cannot. I don't want to hear about it. I really don't.
I got too much other stuff I hate on other podcasts.
This is true. You do. Well, actually, we're gonna have you keep reading questions. Let me do a little explanation of what we're gonna do today. So in the show notes for episode 74 on Deadspin, I put up a poll and I asked a series of leading questions. The poll was about butt wiping behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the series of leading questions were about underwear replacement behavior. So today we're going to read two questions in the first segment about replacing underwear. So Dave will read those two in succession. And then he and I are just going to talk about underwear replacement, when, why. And then I compiled all of the comments, all the answers that I got in the comments on Deadspin about how mostly the men, there were some women who responded, but it was mostly men, what their criteria is for replacing underwear. And there are so many of them that I actually think what I'm going to do throughout this whole summer is I'm going to pull one comment out for every episode and read a different comment on every episode through maybe through September when we finish laundry school. I feel like that'll be good.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there were a lot. But I figured we would pull out a few choice ones for today.
Mm-hmm.
I highlighted the ones that I really liked. This afternoon I pinged Dave and I was like, hey, if you want to take a look at all of these, it's like 15 pages worth of comments.
A couple were pretty gross. Most of them, I think, were pretty standard male behavior.
I think so, too, yeah.
I don't remember any female ones, though.
There were a bunch in there. So why don't I have you read these two questions? I want to say also the second question from Esmeralda. Esmeralda's not her name. That's a fake name. She asked me to use it.
That's so disappointing. I thought that was a real Esmeralda.
I know. Well, the thing is, so that's my go-to fake name. It actually used to be my Starbucks name until one day I walked into Starbucks and the girl behind the counter had a name tag on that says Esmeralda.
Wow.
And I was like,
that's like Sherlock Holmes level observation, because I could not tell you the name of anybody that's made my coffee in the last 7 years.
Oh, well, I do know. I have a highly observant eye.
Oh, I like to think I do. I never.
Yeah.
Guy made my coffee at Starbucks today. Could have been Kevin. He could have been Esmeralda. I don't know.
You know, the first person who ever pointed that out to me, do you know Seth Davis? I mean, you know of him.
Is he
Sports Illustrated Seth Davis?
Is he the guy that has like the fake herbal like supplement scam thing going on? The college basketball guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay. So, no, that's okay. You don't like anyone. I
don't like him.
I know. And I get that. So I know Seth because I worked with him at Sports Illustrated. So I'm very fond of him for that reason. But Seth is actually the person who first pointed that out to me. He was showing me a photograph that had been taken in his living room. And I noticed that on the corner of his coffee table, there was a pack of cigarettes. And I was like, Seth, you smoke? And he was like, Jolie, how did you just see that? Incredible detail. No, he it was someone else's. He's like having a part. This is back in the 90s also when people smoked. I don't want to throw him under the bus as a smoker. He's not. It was just that I noticed this tiny little detail in a photograph. And I didn't realize that was unusual to notice. He was the one who pointed out that was unusual, that I would notice that. Anyway.
If you noticed it today, you could have been like, that's lit.
Yeah.
Because it's a cigarette.
Good one.
If it was lit, but it was a pack, I guess. Yeah. It wasn't lit, so never mind.
Okay, so anyway, so let's read these two questions, and then we're gonna talk all about the answers to them and replacing underwear and all of that good stuff.
Okay, Marissa, she writes, hi. Is this Marissa the real name?
Marissa's the real name.
Like, no one I'm being lied to by the fake names. Marissa, she writes, hi Jolie, please help. I'm newly married, and my husband's underwear, cotton boxers, still smell ball sweatish after I wash them. What to do? Thank you, Marissa. I mean, seriously, you throw them away. Like anything that smells like ball sweat after you wash them, you get rid of them. Next question. Esmeralda writes, I was just putting my underwear away when my husband pointed out that I have had many of them since we met. I'm trying to picture that conversation. He's just standing over
totally
her.
I totally picture that conversation.
Watching her put them away like, I remember those undies back when we were dating.
Yep.
Why are you watching me put my underwear away? Don't you have to go watch sports or something? He was probably just setting this up. We've been together almost 7 years. He said I should throw them out because that's gross. 7 years? I don't know. It's close. I didn't tell them that I've actually had many of them from college. I'm 30. Esmeralda. Should I? I mean, nothing's wrong with them. They look to be in decent shape and still function fine. Ones that don't fit that criteria get trashed. Is there anything inherently, quote, dirty about this? Of course, a friend asked me to send in this question.
It's always a friend. It's always a friend. Okay, so we have some specific questions that I have specific answers to. The first specific question is about the cotton boxers that have the ball sweat smell to them.
Number one, wash your balls better.
Ball sweatish is such a great turn of phrase. Like, I feel like we should be trying to use that much more often on this show.
That's good.
So first of all, the first thing I would say is go back to that episode way, way, way back, like episode 39,
sure.
The second Dave episode about Jeff with the balls.
Jeff with the balls.
Yeah. I think you got to go back and maybe like just put that episode on the car with your husband and then he'll be like, oh, should I be washing my balls differently?
Or right? just wash them, I think,
or
would help.
Just wash them.
Dry them, air dry them.
But for the boxers themselves, it actually should be a pretty easy fix. My standard line for anything that smells, put them in the wash with a half cup of white vinegar. That probably is going to nuke the smell. The other thing that you can try if you don't want to use the white vinegar or for whatever reason you just want a different type of product are those Tide odor defense pods, the little packs that you throw right in the wash with the detergent. Both of those are going to nuke odor issues. I suspect what's happening with these is that the underwear that smell ball sweatish are his gym underwear.
Wait.
And like,
whoa, should I be having separate underwear for
gym?
Oh my
god, we're
going
to get into all of this.
That's insane.
I'm so excited to talk about underwear. I went and bought new gym underwear on my way to the studio today.
Really?
I am living this episode so hard right now.
How do you remember which is which? It's like my underwear is all pretty much the same. Different,
right.
Couple different colors here or there.
Because I have different styles.
Mm.
We'll get into a whole taxonomy of underwear.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never once thought about like separating the two.
So,
it makes sense to do it though.
So the thing is, it's pretty common for women to have like a taxonomy of different kinds of underwear. Actually, since we're already talking about it, I'll just tell you what my taxonomy is. I also think this is another episode that I'm going to have a lot to say about underpants in the next 6 or so months. Let's just all get on the same page about this. So for me, my categories of unders, and like my girlfriends and I have talked about this, like we all have different like categories that we use, and we were going to do a roundup at Racked of like all of the different ways that we like categorize and define our underpants. We should probably still do that because I think it would be funny. So mine are, I have sleeper pants. Right, because I have to sleep in like full butt underpants, meaning I'm not going to sleep in a thong, and I have to wear underwear because you know I'm a never nude, so
okay,
yeah,
I'm with you.
So I have those are what I sleep in, and like when I wear like shorts, I'm not really going to wear a thong with shorts, like cargo shorts. I'm like,
no,
I don't think so. I think I wear full. Well, also, do you know my thing about shorts? I have like a weird thing about the fit of my shorts. Have I ever told you this?
Does this go back to like a Friends episode or something?
No,
where you don't like it because of Friends?
No, it's not. No,
okay.
No, it's not a not like it. It's a, my rule about shorts is I have to be able to put them on without unbuttoning or unzipping them. I wear my shorts really big. So because I wear my shorts really big, I also want to always make sure that I have like a full coverage underpant on because my shorts, sometimes I walk out of them. I have walked out of a pair of shorts like walking down the street.
Interesting.
Yeah. I actually walked out of a pair of jeans the other night on my way home from the studio, and I was like, I think I need to go jean shopping. Like, what's happening?
I'm trying to picture that scene from The Outside where just the woman's by herself walking home and suddenly her pants fall down and she just puts her hands up.
It's like,
do I help her?
I'm like hitching them up. Like,
does she need an adult? What's going on here?
It's really embarrassing. Okay, so those are the sleeper pants. Then I have gym thongs, which are like just my cotton thongs. Mm-hmm. And then I have my nice thongs, which are my lace hanky pankies. Yeah, that's my. And then I have like the real racy stuff. But that's a different.
Being a woman is so hard.
Like, no, that's the fun part about being a woman.
Yeah, but like I bet you if we do a poll and we find out how many guys have like, you know, like the one guy was
like different classes of underwear. Yeah,
right. The one guy is like different classes of underwear just based on how dirty they were over the years. Yeah. That's all. That's pretty much mine. I'm just like, oh, I just bought these. I can wear these on a date.
Right.
And otherwise, I'm like, if I'm going to the gym, I'm just like, whatever.
Right. But that's
putting on underwear.
But that's the thing. Like, you just make your dirty old grungy ones the gym ones and the ones that are,
yeah,
not grungy.
But like, I'm the guy who lets them last. Like the guy who's like, if there's a stain on them, I get rid of them. Yeah, right. Same thing. But like the elastic, once the elastic goes,
that's
like
the
they're
point,
done.
Yeah.
So like, so as long as they're clean and newish, I'll wear them with shorts, pants, okay, gym, sexy time.
Really?
I mean, sometimes I'll go no underwear. get down to the serious.
And wait, but you only have one style, right? You don't have multiple. You like.
Yeah, they're all pretty much the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Bikini cut lace. Pink.
Yes, I imagine they're
hot.
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta put on a show for the ladies, my friend.
You should put on a show for the ladies. Ladies appreciate it.
Little surprise at the end of the day. What's he got on under there, Haynes? Nope.
Okay, so I gave you the fix for the smell. I do want to say, though, that Dave is on to something with the, if they smell ball sweatish after they've been washed,
yeah,
it's probably time to go. I think probably what's happening is that you just need to be using a different product in the laundry, because it does sound like they're probably gym boxers. But if that's not the case and they're just old and they smell like ball sweat, yeah, maybe replace them. Okay, so then the next question, the Esmeralda question, is the one where, you know, it's basically a personal thing. The how long is too gross to keep unders? Okay, the thing is as long as they're clean and in good shape, you know, i.e. not stained, not holy, the elastic isn't shot, it's fine to keep underwear indefinitely. I mean, they're really right, just like any other item of clothing. And, you know, sometimes an article of clothing, whether it's a shirt or underwear, just holds up for a really long time. And there's no need to feel compelled to replace it if it's still in good shape. And actually, if the stains, etc., you know, the holes, whatever, if they don't bother you, that's okay too. Like,
well, what's the stain? You know what I mean?
But
is it ketchup? Because you're just eating fries alone in your apartment? Or is it something a little more personal?
I mean, if it's your underwear, the likelihood is that it's going to be more personal.
You never know.
But the point is, like, if you're a single woman and you have a pair of stained underwear that no one's going to see but you, and it doesn't bother you, then,
that's true.
That's not my criteria, but but it's okay if it's somebody else's. You know, I mean, really, it just is.
Sure. Sure.
So
live how you want.
Exactly. I mean, especially with your underwear. Like, so, you know. Okay. I want to add a few other little things here. So Esmeralda asked about, you know, like, is this inherently dirty? There is a difference between inherently dirty and psychologically dirty. No, those, you know, 10, 15-year-old underwear are not inherently dirty. But to her partner, obviously, they're psychologically dirty. They're just too long. The idea that she's been wearing these underwear over and over and over again for, you know, 7, 10, 15 years, however, for some reason.
Yeah, college, that's either like between 8 and 12 years of underwear.
Right.
It's good.
That for him seems not right. And I do think that there okay, let me preface this by saying, in relationships, I am extremely permissive. I allow for a lot, and I take a lot into account in ways that other people don't. And that is not necessarily a great quality. So I don't actually necessarily want to fully advocate for this, because I do want to acknowledge that it's not a great quality to be super permissive in relationships. But I think there is a lot to be said for being kind to your partner and saying that if, you know, he or she doesn't like the look of your underthings, like, maybe you could replace them. Maybe you could just say, like, I'm doing this for you because I love you and because it's maybe going to amp up our sex life a little bit. Or I don't know. I think that that's part of the compact of a relationship is being kind to one another. And
telling someone their underwear is gross when it's not is not kind.
I didn't say that. I said if the other person thinks your underwear is gross, then go get new underwear. To be kind to that person.
Oh, I thought this guy was, his insinuation was it was old and it needs to be new.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is she, if her partner is bothered by her old underwear, she could just say like, okay, I'll go get new underwear. Like,
Where does it stop?
That's okay.
Where does it stop?
Well, I don't know. That's why I prefaced it by saying I'm extremely permissive in relationships and it's not necessarily a great quality.
I want better jelly beans, Jolie. These jelly beans aren't good enough.
Those are great jelly beans.
No, I want better.
Those are actually better jelly beans than the ones that got eaten.
I don't know.
All right, well, you tell me what kind of jelly beans you
want. No, you're supposed to tell me to go F myself because I'm asking for new jelly beans.
I'm not going to tell you to go F yourself.
That's the bit.
I knew what the bit was and I wasn't going to play into it. I assume you got that I was not playing into your bit.
I did. I felt it.
All right.
I felt resistance.
All right. Okay. So there's one thing I just want to throw out there. And, you know, I think Dave has a good point. Like, where does it end? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out for discussion. I also want to say as a, like, personal philosophy type thing that I think that life is too short to wear uncomfortable unders. Like, love yourself enough to get rid of the underwear that pinch.
Unless you're into that.
Well,
unless that feels good.
That's a whole other episode for
do your thing
for another day. Okay. So that's kind of really it. I have to share one other comment. This speaks to the thing about like taking your partner into consideration. So a couple of years ago, a friend of mine who had been in an extremely long-term relationship, like 15-year relationship, basically a common law marriage, it busted up and, you know, it was a long road to recovery for him. And somehow in the course of sort of him recovering, we were having a conversation about period underpants, because I have these kinds of conversations with my friends all the time because of my job.
Really, all my friends want to talk about hockey all the time. Let's trade for a week. Just for once. I'd love to have that conversation.
You did have that conversation with me last week.
No, but I mean like in like regular life.
Oh, regular life.
You ever see that meme where it's like, I can't remember if I talked about this in real life or on a podcast?
Like, no, I haven't.
I'm at that point now where like I close my eyes and I'm like, I know I talked about this. Was it with a friend in real life or was this recorded and sent out to the world? Like, I can't remember anymore.
This is all you do is podcasts.
I'm doing the third one after this, by the way.
Yeah. Tonight?
The NHL awards and stuff
screws
everything
Dave, up. Dave, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Home stretch.
All right. Well,
we're almost there.
Yeah, let's get through all this. Okay, so the friend says to me, because I was like, a lot of times what women do is they take underwear that are older and they designate them as their period underpants because they don't care if they get destroyed. You know this, right?
Makes
like sense. Guys know this, right?
This is common knowledge.
Do this. Yeah. I don't, but...
The workout underwear, I did not realize there was many different levels,
underwear.
But yeah.
Yeah, workout underwear is a big thing. So anyway, this friend goes to me. After, it was like a real Dave Lozo deep side. It was great. Just, after a while, they're all period underpants. And like, he was still really in deep mourning for this relationship. And I didn't want to like be snarky or anything. But I just sat there and thought to myself, like, you poor man. Like... Mm-hmm. I know you're so broken up over this relationship, but maybe you should be counting your blessings because your lady didn't even care enough about you to have, like,
yeah.
I'm not even saying racy underpants. I'm just saying like decent.
Like, just 30 pairs of the same like, underwear that are all interchangeable.
Like all stained, all falling apart. Like that, you know, that's no good. That's no good. Okay, so let's pull out some of these.
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about today.
Let's call out some of the comments that that I got from Deadspin about this before we go into the second segment. There was one that I really loved that I want to read, and then Dave, you can pull out a few that you loved if you want. Okay, so here's the one that I loved the most. When my wife comes home with a new pack of briefs for me is when I know some of the older ones are being tossed. Some of them are literally nothing more than a skirt.
A skirt?
The elastic band is still intact, but the front and back don't meet. I try to tell her it's kind of like lingerie, but let's be honest, there is nothing sexy about a man's coin purse dangling freely beneath cloth that should be connected. I laughed, you guys. I laughed like an idiot reading these comments last night.
Like, how is that guy not single?
Because he's married.
Like, I understand. Like,
undoing a marriage is a whole thing.
Yeah, but even marriage, like, I understand if like you got a couple of rips and you're hanging on to him.
You got to foul up pretty badly for someone to want to undo a marriage. Like, underwear isn't going to do it.
But if it's just like a kilt at that point, like have some self-respect, man. Like rips. I am positive in my underwear drawer, there's probably one or two that have some rips in it, but like nothing is not connected all the way around. Jesus. Underwear is not that expensive, man.
That's the other thing. This is like cheap and easy to buy. It's not, you don't have to try it on. It's not like, it's not a bathing suit.
I'm trying to find the one that we were talking about earlier. That was weird.
It's up near the top. It's up at the very top.
Oh, I think I scrolled past it.
Yeah, it's at the very, very top.
Okay, now this is a situation where a guy went into it with a really good metaphor or analogy sort of thing, and like it kind of meanders a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he put in a good start.
It did start really well.
I cut off the name. I screenshotted it and sent it to you.
That's okay.
His name is Jingle Bells. I don't know, whatever. As a single male, the threshold for getting rid of old boxers is the waistband. Once that goes, the boxers go. That's a fair assessment. That right? He's there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A boxer drawer is like a pitching staff. So we're getting into baseball now.
Yep.
He's making some baseball metaphors. Yep. You've got your number one starters. You wear on the big events, i.e. anticipated sexy time. Okay. You've got your number two pitchers that you wear to work, but chances of being seen by other humans is low. All right, I don't know why you would ever think twice about your work underwear, but, you know, happy hour, you go out, someone in the office, boom, sure, okay.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Nice number two rotation, sure. Then you've got the back of the rotation gang that you can give most of the day, but you need to change in high leverage situations. Okay, now, what's happening in your day where you're going from, like, the kilt underwear to sexy time underwear? And you're able to change midway through it. Like this is where the metaphor starts. And then he says, you've got this is all caps.
Because you could like run home before you go out to the bar. You could run home before you go out on that Tinder date.
But you're at the bar already. You should be wearing your number twos.
You can take them off and go commando.
Guys are nuts. Guys are weird.
Like right, am I wrong about that? I mean,
in my mind, you should be having ones and twos, and not, like you should not have to go. Like if that's your 3, 4, 5, if that's your back end, that's not a playoff drawer of underwear. You're winning 75 games tops with that underwear collection. I'm sorry, that's like the 1 and 2 I get. Spots 3 through 5. That's a little questionable. That's like the Mets rotation right now with all the injuries. And then he says you've got the all caps loogie, LOOGY, like a big goober you spit for when you want to dress left. You've got the loogie for when you want to dress left. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we had to Google that. Well, I told you what loogie means.
Oh, what?
That
like the Urban Dictionary version of loogie? What does it mean?
Send you Urban Dictionary. I sent you Hardball Times.
I didn't see it.
You didn't? I sent you a link. I texted it to you.
Oh, is it like a baseball like advanced stat? No, it's not.
It's an acronym. It's not a stat. It's an acronym. Left-handed one-out guy.
How is that one-out guy? So, GY? Left-handed.
Left is L.
One-out guy.
One-out, O-O-G-Y. The end of a guy. Here, look.
No, I believe you. The acronym doesn't make any sense, though.
Here, look at it on the screen.
And then he says, no, I believe you. It says, okay, fine. You got the one out
the
lefty.
The fact checker over here, the Sports Illustrated fact checker in me, I literally, Dave is like, I don't understand what he's texting. He's like, I don't understand what this means. I just like Googled it, found this thing, shot him a link.
And then he says, you've got the mop-up guys for when you need to do laundry or no longer give a fuck. That seems like your 3-4-5 starters. Like you're the metaphor starts to, like he's losing it here. Like
he
started off
it.
Hot.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you've got the high leverage specialists, which I think is the loogie guy, right? Because you're bringing in a lefty to face like David Ortiz or Bryce Harper. The 8th and 9th inning guys, like Tramvel boxers, ex officio, or compression shorts, or the funny novelty ones that, like, what does this guy's underwear drawer look like? He must have like 800 pairs of underwear in there.
So I want to say something. Well, if you finish reading that, I'm going to find this other one.
They says, you funny novelty ones that make your sexy time partner laugh, that are highly effective at what they do, but don't want to burn out because of their cost. The end.
Right. So like, he's saying like those.
He's got a lot of great stuff in there. He just needs to workshop it a little more. He's going to have a very good underwear, baseball, Deadspin post.
Yeah.
I like it.
So the novelty thing. So this actually came up like a few times in the comments. And like I get the novelty thing because I think it's very common. I know that I've done this a lot in relationships that like, you know, at Christmas time, I'll buy like, you know, one or two pairs of like sort of Christmas. I celebrate Christmas holiday time, I should say. You know, holiday themed boxers or at Valentine's Day, a lot of times that's another big one. And so then you end up with these like seasonal thematic underwear. And those are, I think that's what he's talking about with like the whimsical ones. And so then there was this other commenter's name is Bingo Bongo, who wrote, last Christmas, I bought some novelty branded holiday boxers, the same image, Darth Vader in a flying sleigh, pulled by AT-ATs, is that right?
The big, tall, lanky dinosaur-looking ones.
Is here? It's finally time for me to tell you all that I've never seen Star Wars.
I'm not gonna acknowledge that.
You're not gonna take the bait.
Nope.
Good.
Nope.
I'm proud of you, Dave.
I'm upset.
Proud of you. Are you upset?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
How have you seen the Noah's Ark movie with Russell Crowe?
I haven't seen that.
I thought you said you saw that. Didn't you say you went to go see that? Didn't we do a whole bit on that one show?
No, not at all. I don't even know what.
No, not the Noah's Ark movie. The
King Arthur?
The Moses movie.
Oh, yeah.
With Russell Crowe. Is that Russell Crowe?
No, with Christian Bale.
Oh, right. Yeah, you've seen that.
Yeah.
But not the 1977 cinematic masterpiece Star Wars.
Nope.
A New Hope.
Nope.
Any of the Star Wars?
Nope.
Not a single one.
Nope.
So you don't know who Kylo Ren is?
I mean, I know it's the Star Wars character.
He's the guy that has sex with Lena Dunham on the show with the girls.
And you want me to know about him? You hate Lena Dunham.
Oh, he's good. Whatever his name is. Adam Johnson. Adam Brody. Adam Driver. He's good.
Okay. Can I finish reading this comment?
Sorry, go ahead. I was just indulging you in your bad movie taste.
But the same image. Darth Vader in a flying sleigh pulled by...
Darth Vader is the guy that wears all black.
I know Darth Vader.
And he has the helmet mask thing, and he breathes.
I know.
That's
I know.
Darth Vader. Go ahead.
I know, darling. Mm-hmm. On the front and back. It is my only pair of novelty underwear. My wife was first amused and now appalled that I have unilaterally decided that these are category one as described in your post. So meaning that the comment that we just read, this guy was replying to him.
This was like the Darth Vader underwear were his like number one pitcher.
Yeah.
Like his Steven Strasburg.
And so I saw this and I responded and I was like, let me preface this by saying I am not a normal woman and no one should ever take any kind of relationship advice or guidance from me of any type, but nothing thrilled me more than seeing a pair of Grinch underpants in July. Like I would be so excited when those Grinch pants would show up in midsummer. I would be like, oh my God, it's Christmas in July. It's the Grinch. And because I love the Grinch,
mm-hmm.
Until he turns nice.
And then something else grew three sizes.
Ha ha, that was a good one.
I was talking about his penis, by the way. Not the heart, like the Grinch in the cartoon.
I think they knew.
That was the joke.
On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more about your butts. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ooh. Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Ask a Keen Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about your butts. We got a lot more to talk about with butts. We're going long today.
Part two is mainly about number two.
That was good.
And what to do after number two.
It should have been what to do after you poo.
What to do with number two when you poo.
Yeah.
No, that's redundant.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
It was close. Well, we'll workshop that, and we'll have that other guy workshop his yeah. baseball lineup metaphor for his underpants.
He's got too many mop-up pairs of underwear. The back end of his rotation is not good enough. He needs to make a trade and get a solid number three starter in there, because 3, 4, and 5, 60% of your rotation can't be bad is what I'm trying to say.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what? Actually, speaking of rules, I realized I didn't share my rule for replacing underwear. Super simple.
Mm-hmm.
If I would be embarrassed if someone else saw it, it goes.
Right.
So, like, that could be anything. It could be, like, shot elastic. It could be holes. I don't think I ever get to the point where I have holes in my underwear. Anything. Mm-hmm. It goes.
Okay.
That's my rule. Yep.
Everyone, it's what's that thing called again when you look at it in psychology and you can, the ink blot thing?
Rorschach.
It's like a Rorschach, your underwear. You see underwear, maybe someone sees your underwear and they're like, those are amazing. And you're like, nope, I got to get rid of them.
I probably am more stringent because, one, I have that observant eye, and two, I'm Jolie Kerr,
yeah,
internet clean person. And I have this thing that, like, if I get hit by a truck and I have, you know, like, dirty underpants, someone's going to be like, oh, it was all a lie.
I never understood that saying. Like, if you get hit by a car going down in a plane crash,
you're
going to shit your pants so hard.
Yeah. You're definitely going to have dirty underpants.
Right. I've almost, like, farted and shit my pants, like, if I got, like, too scared watching a movie, man.
No.
Like, John Wick comes around the corner and double taps the guy in the head and it catches me off guard. Like, I'm like, uh-oh. How much more time is left in this movie?
I once started crying during Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because a swan walked into one of the housewives' home and I freaked out. I'm so terrified of birds. I got really, 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 like, legit scared.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, one of the housewives murdered the swan because it came inside the
house.
No,
that was all that happened. It was just that a swan walked into the house and it scared me on, like, such a deep level that I started crying.
Like Tate Donovan on Friends when he was scared of the duck and the rooster.
That's, like, exactly what
wow.
it was like. Yeah.
You two are meant to be.
I legit started weeping. And, like, the person I was watching was like, are you crying? And I was like, yes, oh my, like, I was like, I'm so scared right now. I'm so, so scared. I don't know why it freaked me out so badly. I'm just so scared. And I just started bawling. It was bonkers.
You had some weed before the show, right?
No, I know.
Some mushrooms, maybe?
It was crazy.
A little psychedelics?
No, it was crazy.
Was it a 3D show? Do you think the swan was in the living
room?
No,
I just really
saw the swan.
I just got really, really scared. It was like, I was really terrified in my heart, yeah.
Are you familiar with the story of the ugly duckling?
Yes, Steve.
And it becomes a
you
swan.
You know that one?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm very well-versed in children's fables, despite what people may think about the princess and the carrot.
Close.
Broccoli.
Close.
Rutabaga. Why are you showing me the size of my penis? What's that mean?
Dave,
oh, the pee.
I knew you were going to do that.
I thought you were just taunting me. I don't need that today.
I'm not going to taunt you. I wouldn't taunt you over your tiny dick. Sorry.
Boy. Oh,
that's
I see.
Mean.
I see.
I'm going to cut that part out.
Can't make jokes about Deadspin guys coming in here when they're hot in 24, but my inadequate genitals are fodder for jokes.
Did you tell Maureen that you have inadequate genitals, by the way? She asked me.
I'm pretty sure I've never told her that. I'm pretty sure I've never had a conversation with Maureen that you weren't privy to. So if it didn't come up then, she just assumed, I guess. She was like, classic tiny genitals guy. She just asked you that? She's sizing me up for something I don't know about?
Maybe. Well, we're trying to set you up with people. So maybe.
And so she said, I think he has a tiny...
We have to get you out of here at some point. We have a lot to talk about.
Well, no, at this point...
I'm going to cut this up. I will tell you what all...
No, we shouldn't cut this out. This is good stuff.
She texted me, and she was like, did Dave say that he has a small dick? And I was like, I may recall Dave saying that, but I was like, it sounds like something Dave would say.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
joking.
Yeah,
Lower
the expectations. Yeah. That's my...
Anyway, that's all. I just...
You know what it was? I think it was when we were out to the beers afterwards, and you guys were talking about how to figure out if a guy, before you go home with him, has a big dick.
Right, yes.
And you were talking about deconfidence.
Yeah.
And I probably made some joke about how I have no confidence or something like
that's probably what it was. Oh, is that when I said that I have...
That's when you were doing my horoscope and you were like, you were like, hey, according to this, all you enjoy is butt sex with women. And I was like,
that's not what it said.
It was like you're only into depraved sexual acts.
And honey, that's not what it said.
I'm like, I just lay there.
But good, you should be into depraved sexual acts are fun. In fact, I have one to talk about in the context of this next segment that we're going to do, which is all about butt wiping and mm-hmm. bidets and bathroom wipes and all this stuff. So we do have a question from Lindsay. Will you read Lindsay's question,
please?
That's
not a real name, is it?
That's real.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Lindsay was a fake name.
No.
What is the best trash receptacle for bathroom wipes? Currently in place is a short open top trash bin of a kind that is common in household bathrooms, but my stomach turns every time I look in the trash and see a mountain of soiled wipes staring back at me. Despite my protests about the plumbing and the environment, the wipes are here to stay. Buttholes and underwear rejoice. But I firmly believe that you can love everything about someone without wanting to stare at their shit stains. How do I disguise the soiled wipes in a container of moderate size that ensures ease and sanitation when using and emptying? Any recommendations?
Yep.
I just like the term trash receptacle. It's just funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
No reason for that to be funny.
Because it's very formal.
Like trash. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like it. It's a little British.
Where can I put me soiled?
And you can do your little Cockney accent.
No, I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling it today?
It's like, right. It's like a trash receptacle is what the British would call a garbage can, the way like we call an elevator, they call it a lift.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I got off me lift and put it in the trash receptacle, governor. Me soiled knickers. They're all filled with bangers and mash. Wait, knickers are socks, not underwear, right?
No, knickers are underwear.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. You got that right. That was good.
The knee-high socks.
Don't question yourself. You're perfect the way you are. Don't question yourself, Dave.
Sorry, I'm just all rattled now that Maureen's telling everyone she knows that I have a tiny penis.
Suddenly, no, she's not.
You listen to that show with Jolene, the tiny penis guy? It's pretty good. Thanks.
You're the one saying it, not me. I offered to cut it out, and you were like, no, this is good. So apparently, you really want the world to know that you're...
The more people that have lowered the bar, the better.
Yeah,
That's what I say.
I know. Okay, so let's answer this question. I want to say I am pro baby wipe. As long as they go in the trash and not the toilet.
Oh.
If they really have to go into the toilet because it's like an incredible mess situation.
When is it not? Wait, are there certain people that don't have that? You must be not eating Taco Bell every meal.
No, I'm not.
Good for you.
I eat a lot of fiber. And then also, I mean, it depends where your trash can is in relation to your toilet and all of this stuff. But ideally, it would be better if you were putting the wipes into the trash, because I'm sure you guys have all seen the like sanitation department videos of what those baby wipes are doing.
No, who's watching those?
Me!
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? My trainer is in the running to join the sanitation department. He's going for NYPD, NYFD, or sanitation. And
wow, so he's either going to be able to like kill people, put out fires, or just...
Well, no, he'll get one or the other.
Unclog baby wipe poop-filled pipes?
But I told him, I was like, you know, obviously I hope you get FDNY because it's the one you really, really want. But if you get sanitation, I'll be kind of psyched because I'll have an in at the sanitation department and I want to go see the like waste treatment facility.
Oh, no.
So bad.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I can't even imagine that smell.
Dave, you've met me. Of course you know that I want to do this.
You ever hear the Dave Attell bit where he talks about fantasies and like he always wanted to do blow off of a stripper's ass? And he said, one day I got famous enough where I could do it. And he didn't realize that in fantasies, there are no smells.
Yeah.
Like when you get to that sanitation place with all the poop baby wipes everywhere, you're going to be like, wait a second. I get that bit now a lot better. Can you imagine what it smells like in that place?
I'll let you know
when
it happens. I will report back on the smell.
If you get to wear one of those like huge like hazmat suits that have like an oxygen tank on the back so you're not breathing in the air, do it. Otherwise, I feel like you're going to be a changed person when you come back.
I might be. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it would be really exciting. So anyway, so I do think, you know, putting them in the trash is great, not just because we love the sanitation department and we want to like be kind to them, but also like just for your own plumbing. You don't want to back up your own plumbing. But yes, you're absolutely right. It is disgusting to have an open-lidded trash can and see these things in there. And I have to say, I completely agree with you that you can love someone and not ever want to see their shit.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to tell you that this is like the one thing, you know, I was saying I'm super permissive in relationships. The one thing I draw a very, very, very hard line on is bathroom behavior. No boyfriend has ever seen me pee in front of him. And no boyfriend ever, ever will. Like, I take a very, very hard line on it. I take a hard line on, like, I'll turn the water on. I am like, nope, this is, you should not know.
What if he's in the shower and you're peeing with?
Never.
But he can't see it. He's in the shower.
I would never.
Hmm.
I will hold it.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No. So I'm totally with you on that. I do have a recommendation. My mom told me this when I was an adolescent, like around the time that I started getting my period. She said, okay, so now we have to go get you a lidded trash can for the bathroom because women should all have a trash can with a lid because we have personal waste that other people should not see. So I actually think that's a philosophy I just tell everybody, that your bathroom trash can, unless it's hidden away, like mine's behind a cabinet, so I don't need a lidded one because it's hidden. But if you have yours out, you should have a lidded trash can in the bathroom. Men, this goes for you too, because presumably, even if you're single, at some point you're going to have a lady over, unless you're a gay man, in which case you have other stuff that you want to hide. Be kind to your lady friends and offer them privacy for their trash. Like, I don't need everyone seeing my tampon applicators. I just don't. Like, I use them, but you don't need to see them. So there is a pick for the best small trash cans on the Sweet Home, and it has a lid. The pick that they have is the Simple Human 10-liter profile step can. There are a whole bunch of other ones. So there you go, Lindsay. You are going to be A-okay with that. That is how you are going to disguise them. Okay. We have poll results from Deadspin about how people are wiping their butts. I have a whole bunch of notes about bidets. Did you do your homework and research bidets?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do you have anything you'd like to say about them?
I feel like the baby wipe, A, is less expensive, and B, just gets the job done better.
Shit! That was the thing I forgot to do. Huh. I was going to do a cost comparison between a year of baby wipes and a bidet toilet seat.
Well, a year of baby wipes, they're like $350 for a pack. And if you're, I mean, I don't go through one a week, but say you go through one a week.
Okay.
52 times 350, that's one.
I like it when you do math. It's very masculine.
That's like 100 and it's like less than $200.
Well, the bidet seat is around $200.
I'd rather baby wipe.
Really?
It's just, because, like, even after you bidet, you still got to, like, you got to do a little wipe check to make sure everything's taken care of.
Yeah, you have to dry off and you have to do a wipe check.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, there are two different kinds of bidets. And I definitely, after doing all my bidet research, I have a preference. So the first bidet is like the traditional European style bidet, the standalone one that we sort of all think of when we think of a bidet. The second one is the bidet seat, which is the popular style in Japan and the U.S. I also want to say that the Sweet Home has an amazing guide to these kinds of bidets. I read this guide. I laughed like a child because you guys know I'm so immature, right? I laughed like a child there. And I was very surprised as I read through the guide. Like the emotional journey that it took me on was really fun for me. So their top pick is the Toto Washlet. And I have actually talked about Toto toilets before on the episode about skid marks. This was before Dave's time, so he doesn't know about all of this. But I have talked about Toto before.
Africa?
It's a very good brand.
Oh.
And
hey, boy, she's waiting there for you.
The top pick from the Sweet Home
is going to take a lot to wash my butt.
It's probably going to take a lot to wash your butt.
Sorry, guys. Just got, that is Toto, right?
Yeah. That is Toto. That was really good. The Toto Washlet is $420.
Oh, that's too much.
Okay.
Too much.
Stay with me. Stay with me, Dave.
I'm
taking you on a journey. We're going on a journey together.
Take me on a beautiful whitewater journey of splashing and cleanliness.
They also have a budget pick, which is $250. That is the Brondell Swash 300.
Brondell.
The Brondell Swash. I love the name Swash. Makes me very happy. So now here's part of the emotional journey that it took me on. So I'm reading this and I'm thinking, well, I wouldn't consider the budget pick because for an extra less than $200, I could get the top pick. And isn't my butt worth it? And yes, I think my butt is worth it.
Mm.
But then I kept reading and the Swash sounded so great and people were so passionate about it. Like the reviews of it were amazing. And I was like, no, maybe actually I'll just go ahead and get the $250 one. And
what if you don't like it? Returning it's weird.
Yes. But then there was even more. In the Deadspin comment, someone mentioned, I think you're going to love this. You might hate it. It's going to break one way or the other, and I can't decide.
Let's see.
There's a product that you, it's not a seat.
Uh-huh.
It's an add-on to the bowl, and then you replace your regular seat right over it.
Like the lid or the seat?
Like
you sit on the lid.
Thing.
You sit on the...
No. You take the whole seat off. You put thing around the lip of the bowl, and then you put the seat back on. So it's like...
Gotcha.
It's just basically got like a little...
It's coming at you from the front.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called the Cool Tushy.
I don't know if I like the idea of my tushy being cool.
I like it to be warm.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have the water hitting the backside there, I think you want it to be at least room temperature.
Okay.
Like a cool tushy.
I don't think it's cold water. I mean, I think it's just
like my tushy's just cool.
Water. Yeah. Like, anyway, that's just the name of it. But it's $70.
Yeah, but there's like, no way that gets your butt clean the way it needs to be clean.
I don't know, Dave.
I don't know.
I think you should look at how this thing, it looked pretty good. And the person who had it like really spoke highly of it. I don't know. I just thought it was a good thing to mention. So there you, Dave is going to look at this one. I'm going to talk to you about my thing with the European bidet. So I gave Dave homework. I was like, here's your homework. I started researching bidets and how they work, the European style ones. And I fell into a rabbit hole and I was like cackling with laughter because I found all of these descriptions that were just like, they were so weird and funny, and I was having a great time, and I definitely formed a lot of my own opinions about how I felt about this, and I wanted Dave to do the same thing, so I asked him to research. When I was researching the European-style bidets, there was one, like, how to use a bidet type thing that was so incredibly complicated that I was like, nope, I'm noping on out of this. There's no way. Like, it was like, you're basically, like, you had to take your pants all the way off. And I was like, what if like your underwear get wet? Like, I don't want wet underwear.
Just take a shower.
Maybe I do my wet underwear.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. But here was the thing that really got me. there was one of the things in the instructions was like, you might have to get in there with your fingers.
No,
I was like,
I might not.
Absolutely not. Do you know how much time I spend a week on my manicure? I am not sticking my fingers up my butt to clean it. If I want a finger up the butt, I will go to a bar and pick up a stranger.
There you go.
There you go. There's my deviant sex thing.
But I don't know. Like the bidet seems like one of those things that's great in theory, but like in practice, like I just don't think it's ever. It's like the leftovers. A really great idea.
I don't know that I agree with this. I mean, I
like, what's it going to do for me that the baby wipes won't? It's more like, I understand all like the environmental stuff, but like in terms of my own butthole, what is that going to do for me that a nice old 3 wipe on the baby wipe scale is not going to do?
That's true. Although
and if it's a bad enough poop where I'm like, I'm on my 9th baby wipe and I'm not clean, I'm hopping in the shower.
You get in the shower.
Yeah. So I don't know. The bidet just. The first time I ever saw a bidet.
I'm kind of surprised. I thought by the end of all of this, when I like sent you off with your homework, I thought you were going to be like, I'm taking my patron money and I'm buying the $250.
Maybe I need to just try them all. Like, maybe I need to actually get firsthand experience with it as opposed to just like theoretically bideting myself.
I can set that up for you.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That'd be good video content, I think, for the people.
I'm not going to video it, but yeah, no.
Bidet 4.
But we can go. We can go to one of the showrooms. Bidet showroom. No.
I'd like to test drive your finest bidet, please.
That's what the Sweet Home people did to sort of start their research out. They basically tried like the best bidet so that they had a baseline of what they were looking for. Then they ordered the models and tried all of them out. That's how they tested them. So
you have to.
So I can. I'll just find out who they arranged the showroom tour, and I'll arrange one for us, and then we'll report back on the show.
I will eat like a $74 Taco Bell meal the night before, because it's like going to the dentist.
Yeah,
the day
just
before,
do it.
You got to have like a whole pack of Oreos.
Okay.
Some onions. Only this is for the other end.
Okay. I'm probably not going to do that.
Look,
I admire that you're going to do that, and I thank you because you're going to take one for the team on this. So yeah, this is great. This is fun.
If you can't handle me at my Taco Bell, you don't deserve me at my low-fat, high-fiber diet.
The podcast co-hosts who poop together stay together.
I think we should have, should we bring in, a third person to judge?
No. We could bring Maureen in.
Oh, let's not do that to Maureen.
She
comes here for free. She doesn't deserve that.
She can judge your poop size and your dick size all on Steve.
Let's see. Both are a little underwhelming. you should probably get the thing in the front fixed too. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay. So we have a few minutes left. I want to tell you about the poll results of the poll that I put up on Deadspin. Thank you guys so much for answering my little poll. I appreciate it so much. I love you guys. I really do. I'm very, very happy. Okay. So here are the poll results. Not actually all that surprising. I asked what people are using to wipe their butts. And the results are 58% said toilet paper only, 23% said toilet paper and wipes,
yep.
2% said wipes only,
oh.
4% said bidet, 11% said the shower. 11%!
I used to play hockey with a guy in high school, and that was his thing.
He'd poop and then get in the shower. It's not that uncommon.
Every time. Yeah, I didn't think it was 11%
But
common,
I didn't think
though.
It was 11% common. Wow. I was really, really surprised by that.
And again, some people, like, everyone's poop's different. Like, if you have a poop situation where, like, you never feel clean after a wipe and you have the shower there, go for it.
Yeah.
Hop in, hop out real quick.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay. I can't imagine. That seems like a lot of showering.
But, like, it's not like a full shower. You just kind of soap up the butt and get out.
Yeah.
You're not, like, doing the shampooing.
I guess it's also
pits.
A little bit different for guys. So, like, for me, like, my makeup would get messed up, or my body lotion would get messed up, or my, you know, like, I have so many, I have such a, like, routine of.
Just kind
of
angle it.
Slathering myself with shit from head to toe. You know what I mean?
You get one of those walk-in tubs they advertise during the Price is Right and just sit down and let the jets do their thing.
I have a funny Price is Right thing for the bonus episode. Don't let me forget.
Oh, good. I have a lot of
I know. I know. I saw your thing this morning about the shoes. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's finish this up. Okay. So then 1% said other. I left a write-in option.
Oh,
now, I know that whenever you leave a write-in option on any poll, especially one on Deadspin, and especially one about butt wiping, you are opening yourself up to a whole bunch of bizarre shit. And I didn't mind that because I knew it was going to happen. And
washcloth?
I actually found it very, very amusing.
Towel?
So, no. That
bare hands?
There were some...
Towels.
There were some towels in the comments, and I was like, "What? That's a whole other show. I got to save this for another thing." So there were a couple of there were a couple of really funny ones that I'm going to read just for funsies. But then there were some that were real, but they were unusual, and I was like, "Wow, really? This is fascinating." So the funny ones. One was small dog. One was Sean Spicer. And then my favorite one, I'm sorry that I was screaming at you on Twitter last night. I was a little drunk last night. Was Tongue or get the fuck out?
I didn't see that on Twitter.
You didn't see me respond saying Tongue or get the fuck out, Dave?
My mentions, like, I
know, but you started it because someone, I put a screenshot of the results up and someone
replied and they were like, yeah.
Replied and was like, make Dave read these. And you were like, no.
And then you replied to that?
And I responded I said,
my Twitter is set up so weird.
I was mad that you didn't like it because I was like, that was really, I was being funny because it's a pun. You get it?
There are people.
To ask you to read the things.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, my notifications are set up where, like.
And I'm verified. You should have seen it.
Like, people I follow on Twitter reply to me and I don't see it sometimes. I don't know why.
Oh, I know why. I'll fix it for you. I know exactly what the problem is.
Yeah,
I had it.
I've checked. I have it set up where it's like people who have no photo, I don't see that.
No, I know.
And
exactly
if they don't have their verified email address, then I don't see it. But like if I follow somebody,
no, I know exactly what it
is. Yeah, I'll see it. Like if somebody likes it. No, sorry.
Listen to the. This is not interesting. Our Twitter behavior is not particularly interesting to our.
So
listeners.
Here's what I love most about replying to people on Twitter.
But this is interesting. A lot of people, and this came up in the comments too, a lot of people are using wet toilet paper to wipe their butts.
I do that at the gym. If there's like a traumatic situation where like I need to, not going back home.
Do you have traumatic situations at the gym?
Yesterday I worked out, I did weights, I did cardio, and I was going to go for a run. And then I was like,
and running?
Sometimes I like to do like 30 on the elliptical, 20 on the bike, and then like a little 2 mile run. And the problem was, I was like, I'm not going to make it through 2 miles. I can just feel my stomach. Aww. So I went in there. There's like the private bathroom at my gym and, you know, one little wet wipe and then the rest dry. And I was too exhausted afterwards to do any running because pooping is exhausting sometimes. So I just went home. Yeah.
All right.
But that is definitely a thing too. Wet toilet paper. I'm in the 23% group where it's
wipes and toilet paper,
but occasionally you got to do the wet toilet paper. Yeah.
This was weird. Cup with soap and water.
So he holds it up against his butt and just like shakes the cup around.
It's like, what?
All right. Okay.
Someone said balneol, which I looked up, and it's a vaginal and anal soap. Create lotion/ soap. I was like, oh, okay, that's a new product that I didn't know about. It's spelled balneol.
What do you apply it with? Like washcloth, I guess, or something?
Or toilet paper? I don't know. Anyway, another person said toilet paper and hand lotion. Hand lotion.
You wipe your dirty ass with
hand lotion.
That's not what hand lotion's for. Stop that. You have friends and loved ones who want to tell you to stop that. I'm doing that for them.
And then
stop
here
that.
Is the last one, just to close this episode out on the highest note possible.
Hot sauce.
I saw this one more than once. It wasn't just in the other responses. It was also in the comments. Toilet paper and spit.
Well, that's enough for this week's show. If you're interested in checking us out on Patreon, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
And spit?
Uh-huh. And someone in the comments said I literally spit shine my ass. And I was like, you know what, buddy? Good for you.
No, that's a bit. That's
good
not
for
a
you.
Real thing. That's just someone being funny.
It wasn't because it came up enough times that it wasn't someone doing a bit. I will say I do have a pretty good spidey sense about when people are trolling me versus not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know.
Deadspin commenters like to be funny.
I know the heart of the Deadspin commenters, and I do know. Oh, speaking of which, the heart of the Deadspin commenters, for those of you who emailed me, Chris Cluey and I are fine.
Oh,
Mommy and Daddy, you're fine. We made up. We kissed and made up.
What happened? I didn't see this.
No. We were just having a little comment war about shower sex. He's pro and I'm not, and we were going back and forth. And it was all fine. Chris Cluey and I love each other. And I actually use this as an opportunity because I want him to come on the show. And so he and I are emailing. I'm going to try to figure out a way to get him on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, I got some emails of people being like, what the fuck is Chloe being? And I was like, oh, no. It's all in good fun. It's all good fun. We love each other. So anyway, on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.